Us to have Brother Jett with us tonight. Give you a little background for those of you that don't remember or you're new since then. I think we met each other through Caris, and he was attending Caris Bible School and started to come, and just a miraculous story of how he escaped in Vietnam. That's a whole other story. And he came to Ina and I one day, and he said, you know, I really feel I would love to go back to Vietnam and have evangelistic services there, get people saved, get people filled with the Holy Spirit. So we brought him before the church, and the people just gave. And when he came back, he had a great testimony. Remember, you shared what God did and people being saved, people getting healed and filled with the Holy Spirit. And then he told us that it looked like he had met his beloved, his wife-to-be. And so the time came for him to go back, and we sent him, helped to send him back there. And he got married while he was there to the girl that he met the first time there. And then when he came back to America, we married him again. We wanted to make sure it was really done. We remember we did it at Caris, over at Caris. Yeah. So Ina and I were talking, and she said, you know, we need to get Jett back. We need to have him speak. I said, absolutely. So he's loaded for bear. He's got a great family now. Daisy, as you remember, and he has an older daughter, I believe. But also, how old is your little daughter? 3 and a half. We may be seeing them soon. So, Sunday, all right. Well, let's hear it for Brother Jett. Come on, buddy. Evangelist par excellence.
Thank you, Pastor. Let me put it right here first. I'll tell you what, I'll be honest with you. This is the most intimidating place for me to preach. But I trust Holy Spirit, His word. Thank you, Pastor, it is a privilege and honor to be here. This is the place that my mother-in-law, we brought her here. What the church is, they kiss a lot, they hug a lot. This is loving people. When the Lord, let's continue the story. When I come here now, like my wife come here now, we've been married almost 7 years. Wow. Time flies. Think about that. 7 years, almost 7 years. This December going to be 7 years. So, yeah, thank God. He's good God. Yeah. You know, let's get into the word. We don't have much time, so we'll share another time. Let me time myself a little bit. Wow, I have a lot of stuff. The Lord keep me. I believe that the right word. We're going to find out, right?
Yes.
I don't know. I may not use this thing right here. Anyway, let me put my stuff up outside first. Wow. What a time to be alive, right? What amazing. Yes, sir. We serve amazing God, and I can say this. I remember when I stepped in this nation, March 29, 2005, 15 and a half years ago. Didn't speak English, didn't have money, I didn't know where I'm going to. But one thing I do know, I said, Lord, I will, because my commitment when I asked the Lord to bring this nation, I will serve you and follow you. Amen. And I tell you this, never regret it. Yes. Never, never. I'm excited more than ever. As I grow in the Lord, as I follow the Lord. So, like, you know, thank you. As I follow Him and He lead in different direction, it is key. This is the church. The reason I'm saying that I'm intimidated with this church, because most our people here, I say, Lord, they don't need me. They don't need me. They're mature. They are prophetic people. They hear God's voice. They don't need me. No, no, Lord. Because this church, God has given grace to the pastors and the leadership that can impart the body. That's what the church, a lot of churches need it right now. You see, when the thing hit, everybody panicked. That's mean Jesus said, the wind going to blow, right? Yeah. The rain going to come. The flood going to come. The wind going to blow. Going to hit the house. But the house stand on good ground with Jesus Christ, the foundation, the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ. When we know that firm in our heart, it doesn't matter what happened. It doesn't matter. We can look through His eyes.
Yes, sir.
So we can discern the time and the season. So that's the message tonight I'm going to share with discerning the time and season, how we can live in this time and season. People say, oh, the Lord's going to come back. No, not yet. The church has to be glorified. The church has to be increased in glory the latter day. This is too early to say that. This just started. The devil always trying to play us up. He puts some stuff in front of us, trying to intimidate us. Yes. It's good time for us to wake up. So when the Lord showed me this, I want you to turn on the scriptures, Matthew chapter 16, verse 1 to 3 on screen so everybody can read. So then the Pharisees and Sadducees came to testing him, asked him, he would show them a sign from heaven. And verse 2, and he answered and said to them, what is it? When is evening you say, it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning, it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and reddening. You hypocrite, you know discerning the face of the sky, but you cannot discern the sign of the time. Right. But thank God we are not hypocrite. Amen. We are the child of the Most High God. Yes. We are the son and the daughter of God. That means we can access into this grace. We can know the thing happening around us because the Holy Spirit can give us. So we look back in the 70s, we heard faith movement, right? I'm not discounting anything. I want to move in faith more and more. But it's growing more. It's not like movement and stop. No, it continues deeper, stronger. We walk by faith that we're supposed to be. And then grace movement. But the Lord showed me this. This is the Lord showing me about 5 years ago. I don't share much everybody. He said, look at me. He said, Jesus, when the fullness time, when you look in Galatians chapter 4 from verse 4 to verse 6, 7, when perfect time was come, Jesus born under woman, born under the law. Why? To redeem those under the law. Why he was doing so? So he can redeem us. Because before the foundation of the world, in his God, in his heart, his mind, that we would be holy without blame before him in love. Why? To praise the glory, his grace, so we can be his children. That purpose, the highest position in the kingdom of God. And most of us come to the Lord like pastor. You cannot come to the Lord as I am pastor. You need to give me this word. No. When you come to the Lord, he said, Father. Right? So Jesus introduced us. He said, because I am the Son of Man. He recognized he's not dependent on in his title. He dependent. He is the Son. Therefore, he said, I have power to forgive sin on earth. And because I am the Son, I am the Lord of the Sabbath. When he was healing the guy, that he shouldn't do that on the Sabbath day, because he recognized the position that he has is the highest position, the Son of the Most Living God. We are the daughter, the Son of God. We can access into this grace anytime we want it, because the Holy Spirit inside of us. And when this started, I didn't know the thing going to start like happen this time. And the Lord showed me, I want you to, because we have church at home, my mother-in-law, she didn't speak English yet, so I can't bring you here. She's just like, I love the hug, but I don't understand what they're saying, you know, and I can't interpret. But I need myself too. And just, you got to think, that's no time. But anyway, the Lord showed me, open Psalm 91 and then Psalm 121. Yeah. So I started reading, and then the Lord started downloading to me the protection, special protection. He said, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide in the shadow of Almighty. He didn't say that, hey, my child going to be protected. He did not say that. He who dwells, we have to say the Lord our refuge, our fortress, our God, in him we trust. Then the protection surrounded us. When we look to the hill, where our help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth, we have to look to him. So when we understand we're the children of God, it is our Father business to take care of us. Yeah. It's not you yourself. The Lord told me, if you trying to take care of yourself, I cannot take care of you. Right. Oh, wow. When you work, I rest. When you rest, I work. Yeah. I'm like, Lord, I need to hear this. Yeah. Because we try to help God sometimes. Yeah. We all do. Yeah. So when we understand we are the child of the Most High God, that's when we start to have the understanding, the firm but soundness. When we understand, Jesus said, my Father loved me. You can all go away. My Father loved me. He never leave me alone. That's right. Everything I see, I do it. I see what he does, I do it. That's right. So he wants us to walk in the relationship as a sons, as a daughter of the Most High God. Because when you recognize the Son has everything the Father is, the Son likewise. Jesus said, my Father and I are one. Therefore, I can access. Jesus said, I only do what my Father does. That I believe that right now the Lord is showing us. He wants us to walk as a daughter, as a son of God. Because why? There's no limit. Because when we come to the Lord as a minister, you're a servant. Yeah. My servant Moses. He did not say my son Moses. He's servant. The servant doesn't know what his master is doing. Yeah. Come on now. But his son will. We are the son, the daughter of Most High God. We can access by the Holy Spirit into this grace. Therefore, I'm so confident living in this nation. As a father, my parent fought in Vietnam. I'm going to enjoy the blessing you have in America. When the Lord starts showing me 2012, the thing going to happen in America, 2012. Now I don't share this with many people. I believe this group, you guys understand. And the Lord showed me about things about to happen. I started to intercede for this nation. I said, this is my nation. Nothing can happen. Because God is not done with America. He loves America. Yeah. Yeah. So recently the Lord told me, I have heard my children pray and I accept it. Yeah. You better believe it. Next year is going to be great year you ever seen it. I know what I'm talking about. Go back my story. Before the thing this hit, he said, blessing is no longer work, otherwise blessing is no longer blessing. I said, what are you saying, Lord? So I prove it to you. So my wife and I, we're looking for our house. We just bought a house about 3 years ago. We need to replace the roof. I said, we need to save money to pay for the roof. We don't want to do loan and so on and so forth. So the wind just crossed by. And then insurance people come to our house. She said, I'm going to prove to you. I said, okay. And they said, a lot of people come, and I felt that one lady just, I failed to talk with her. I talked with her. She said, let me examine her. I said, no, I don't want a premium to go up. I don't have much money to pay for. No, no, Lord, you don't understand. Let me explain to you. She explained to me, so I understand better. So insurance people approve it, and they pay for the roof. Yeah. Free roof. Yeah. I said, blessing. Now it's smart. I didn't have, they closed the shop. I can't work. I work for a beauty nail salon. So they closed the shop 2 months staying home. The Lord gave me more than I've been working for. The favor, the grace. Because why? I understand. I said, Father, you said blessing no longer work. So right now you have to speak it. You have to declare the word of God. When God give us a word, if you keep silent, the word will fall to the ground. Yeah. We have to declare that, thank you, Father. Every morning I say, Father, I thank you. My bank account increase, multiply, because I'm your son. It is your pleasure to take care of me. It is your job. Now I'm rest, so you can work. He did. And then he said, this year I'm going to give you nail salon. I'm going to give you a shop. He did. He just gave her a shop. I don't have money. I know what I'm talking about. I'm confident in him, not in me, how much bank account I have. Therefore, if we understand we are the child of the Most High God, Jesus said it, if you are father, right, a good, evil father, right, know how to give gift to your children, like that I've read you giving snake to us, right? Yeah. We know how to do that. I know how to take your care. How much more? He said, how much more? Your heavenly Father knows before you ask. But you got to believe it. Yes. When you intimidate, when you're afraid, all the grace will not work for you. That's why the devil used fear to stop the blessing of God in our life. Yeah. When we fear, the blessing stop. I heard one man got the revelation, God giving him pipe from heaven, like flooding to him. He said every time he worried, it stopped. Every time he worried, he feared, it clogged, cannot flow through. I believe that true. Because fear is one factor the devil, that's what he's playing right now. So we can give you confidence. Look at Israel. The children of God different the children of the world. That's right. Because we are in the light. They're in darkness. Therefore, as a son, what we do, we need to fellowship more with our Father. That's it. That's all requirement need. We need fellowship more with him. So when we look at account in Luke chapter 15, we don't have to open because long story. Two sons usually called prodigal son. All right? And one son comes to, Daddy, give me some money. I got to go have some fun with girl, you know. I'm a handsome man, you know. Come on now. Give me some money. I got to go. I go someplace, have fun, you know. Maybe Las Vegas. I don't know where it is. So the Bible tells you he go to foreign country and he spent his money and all and all kind of living he wanted. He thought that he was missing staying his family, his father. He was missing something out there, even better in the house. So he left. He went to all his kind. We know that the story, you got no story. At the end of himself, he said, he was hungry. He didn't have thing to eat. And he remembered his father. A lot of people work for him, but never lack of bread. That's all he know, his father. Lack, no lack of bread. Come on. I'm going to go home. I'm going to tell my father, oh, Father, I have sinned against heaven, against you. And don't call me son. Just call me servant. I'm okay. What happened when he's on the way back home? His father saw him all the way from distance. Why? He was waiting for day and night, seeing from distance. You cannot see from distance if you don't waiting for. If you stay in the house, can you see from distance? No way. And what he does? He ran. What then? He hugged him, embraced him. What that? Oh, fool. Now you come home because you spent all the money. I said, kiss him. Kiss him. His son. The son said to the father, Father, I have sinned against you in heaven. He said, he commanded the servant, go get the best robe, the best shoes, the best ring, the best shoes. Bring here, put it. You see that, Father? I'm talking about Bible talking right here. That's our Father. That's our Father. Sometimes we did something wrong. We feel guilty and shame. The Lord wants us to come home. He wants us to know that he cares for us. And then the elder son from going from work come home and hearing dancing and music. He said, what's going on? He's supposed to know because he's son. Because he's been working with slave, with servant. He has servant mentality. He doesn't understand his father either. He said, I serve you. He refused to get inside because I said, what's going on? Your brother just come home. He spent all stuff. He was mad. He got mad. He's so sad. I said, I ain't go home. I ain't get inside. So his father has to go around and say, what's going on? We got to go home inside. Your brother, we should be married. He was lost now. He's found. He's dead now. He's alive. Should be married. He said, look, I serve you all these years. You don't give me a goat to happy with to have some fun with my friend. And now that this young of yours spent all your stuff in Harlot and all right and living, whatever. And now you have big party and kill the fatty calf. Have a good time. See that religious spirit. Two of them don't understand his father's heart. Right. Because why? They have no relationship, no fellowship. Most Christians do. The Lord showed me this. I was crying. I said, Lord, help me. I want to stay focused. I stay fellowship. We have relationship, father and son, but if we don't have fellowship. John said, 1 John 1, chapter 1, verse 5 and 6, he said, if we fellowship, we have fellowship with him. We walk in darkness. We lie. Why? When we fellowship, because he is light. There's no darkness at all. Verse 6, if we said we have fellowship with him, we walk in darkness. We lie. So fellowship is needed, the body of Christ. That's right. Yes, we can come to the church. We can, pastor can preach good message. But let's say this. If I go to work 6 days, I only eat one meal. What happened? Can you survive? Yes. But you're not strong, not healthy. Right. We have to have our personal relationship, personal fellowship with our Father. That's how we get the word. That's how we get revelation. I tell you this, if I don't depend on God, if I don't depend on the Holy Spirit, you think that I can go to Vietnam, get married? I didn't have money to get married with my wife. You guys know this. The church know this. That's why I'm really intimidated to share the word in this place. But I honor the pastor, the people here. But that God wants us to have is that reverence in awe of him. Recognize that he is in business taking care of us. Whatever happened to you, don't worry about it. It's the past. We're under the blood of Jesus. We are beloved and accepted. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4 through 6, he was saying before the foundation of the world. Now we are fulfilling his desire. We are fulfilling his destiny. I rejoice because of you. Father, I thank you for calling me accepting beloved. Think about how many fathers call us accepting beloved. But the Lord himself, he loved us, he died for us. Yeah. So in order for us, the grace and peace be multiplying us, we recognize we the son, we can access anything. Just the pastor was here. If you are a businessman, when you recognize you the son of God, you can. I said, Father, I thank you. You give me, like, as son, you have no limit. If you come to the Lord as servant Moses doesn't know. He just say, yes, sir. Yes, sir. What God given him, he do it. Look about Jesus. He in tune with Father. Yes. So the Lord wanted is in tune with him so he can tell the thing to come. I never imagined this time of year, like, I don't work, like I'm going to get business. I never imagined that way. But the Lord told me, this year, you're going to get it. When I look at my bank account, look at nothing happened. But when God for us, when He is on business, when He is at work, who can stop us? If the Lord can bless me when I come to this nation with zero, don't you think that God can bless you even more than that?
Absolutely.
Because you are born in America. You can be confident. The Lord is good and He is faithful. What more you expect? Who cares? The virus, the thing that I go to work every day. I bless people, I help people, I pray people. Who cares? They say, you're gonna get I said, no, my shop is the presence of God is here. The peace of God is here. The Lord Himself is with us. Who can come to this shop can survive the virus? Who cares? Right? The power in us is greater than the power out there. If we believe 1 John 4:4, right? 1 John 4:4, right? And the Lord declared to us that we are the Son of God. As He is, so are we in this world.
Yes. Absolutely.
I'm so excited to let this out. I don't know you know that. I'm so excited. My boss said, I don't see people serve because I just left the place when we bought the shop about 2 months ago. I miss you so much, my previous boss. I don't see people serve me work like you do. Sometimes 9 o'clock, I'm still working. Because why? They want to see. The Lord told me that, let your light shine before men when they see your good work and glorify my Father. They don't. When we say we don't glorify God, when they see our good work, oh my God, he did a good job. He did a good job, man. That guy, I want him. I wait 1 hour to get that guy. That's how the Lord works. Because the grace in us, I recognize, Father, I didn't know how to do nails before. I said, Lord, I need your grace in this area. I'm your son. He said, ask, receive, seek, find, knock the door open. He didn't say that. If you good, you ask, I give to you. If you, like you do, don't like listening, you read my Bible, you give, so you go to church, and then I can give it. Jesus did not say that. For everyone who I receive, everyone seek, find, knock the door open. He gave a free check. Our part is just ask your Father, I need you. I need your help. Every area. When we recognize we are the son, the daughter of God, there's no limitation.
That's right.
Because when we come as servant, just like the young man, I'm a servant. He works with servant every day. He doesn't understand his father. He carries servant heart. He can get it all because his father divided. The truth of Christian is already been blessed with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. As his divine nature have given unto all things. How many? All things pertain to life and godliness. 2 Peter 1:3, I believe. All things to life and godliness through the knowledge of him. Not your knowledge. Not my knowledge. Of him. God, like, what do you call it? Glory and virtue. I believe in that. Through the promises so we can escape the corruption that is in the world through lust. There is corruption in the world, but through the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, through his promises, if you stand on the promise of God spoke to you, it will come to pass. It may be tarry, but not too long. You will get it. When he spoke to me like about 10 years ago, he said, you're going to share my gospel, 3 languages. I don't believe it. I said, okay, Lord, I just said that. I don't really believe it, but guess what it happened? You know, I said, okay, Lord, if you say, I say yes. We have to say yes. Every time the Lord speaks to us, please say yes.
Amen.
If you don't say yes, that means you cancel the word.
Yeah.
You have to say yes. Like remember the Samuel, the first time when God called him 3 times, and Eli recognized that God called him. You have to say, yes, here I am. Here your servant speaks, and then God can speak. If you don't say yes, the promise of God will not yes and amen to you. Because the yes and amen to you to glorify God when you partake of the blessing of God. So the Lord wants us, as us, the daughter, the son of God, recognize there's no barrier. There's nothing can stop us. How can you, I live in sin. Therefore, I can't expect good thing of God. So I've been done this one. When you become the son of God, what God called you, God see you. You are righteous. You are holy.
That's right.
How come you are not holy if you were born again in spirit? Think about that, right? Jesus called the Pharisees, you are the son of the devil because you lie beginning. But God called us the sons, the daughter of God, right? I mean, if I can be bride, you guys can be son, right? Right, I can be bribe, right? I'm a bribe of Jesus. So you can be sons. So that's just make fair. It's easy to understand. You see, when we understand this, this revelation the Lord showed me going to increase. The sonship, the daughtership increase. We can access anything in life that God has given us so we can be freely. The Lord showed me this three things powerful ministry need to be done. First, perfecting the saint, the work of ministry, and edifying the body of Christ. First, we got to tell them who they are before they can act what they are. Right? Right. If they fail to realize who they are, you don't know you're American, very valuable. I'll tell you this, some story. In Vietnam, okay, this is a true story, and even happened even right now. If a man from America, I don't care, he's homeless. If he go to Vietnam, he can get 18-year-old girl, or 17, or 20 beautiful girl. Think about that. What that mean? So much value we live in America. We are highly blessed nation on earth, if you understand that. I'm so blessed to be in America. I tell you that. I'm proud to be American. My dad fought for U.S. Now I'm here. So I said, Daddy, I take all your blessings. I don't mind. I'm going to help people. I want to be blessed. I want to bless people. I don't need more money. I don't need a lot of money. You can see, I just wear simple, sure, just reasonable. But we need money for the kingdom. We need money to bless people. No. Why are you blessing me? Because I love you. Why you love me? I'm not worthy. God love me. I'm not worthy. When we understand the Son, we have compassion. We understand our Father has compassion, just like the Son. The Son didn't understand how much his Father loved him until he came home. So, oh my goodness, I've been missing my Father. I thought my Father is just a businessman, take care of his people. But he did not understand the Father's heart. So most children of God don't understand the Father's heart. Therefore, limited us to receive his blessing because we put condition in front of us. The grace and peace cannot be multiplied. You were talking about, the Lord showed me. This thing, if we are not grounded, rooted, we are the children of God. We limited ourselves receiving from him. Yeah. We need to change. Because when we understand that, it doesn't matter what situation, what the devil throw at us, we're going to strive. Because the situation cannot change. I remember when I got wrecked by a car in 2018, my car totally lost. I walked. I prayed the Lord healed me at that moment, my car lost. I walked out of the car. I was praising him crazy. It was 7:20 in the morning, and people were like, all looking at me. He out his mind. He out his mind. What he's doing? He's out his mind. I wasn't out of my mind. I was praising my God crazy. That car, my dream car, I never... Honda Accord 2007, I bought it, and it's brand new. At 12 years, still good condition, but never a thought came to my mind to miss that car because the Lord's so full in me. I love him more than anything else. Amen. Just recently, someone hit another car I just bought last year, total loss also. We were fine. So praise God right now. I'm using my friend's car to come here, but I believe him for a new car. Amen. I said, devil, you took up my car. You take my car. This is not mine. The Lord gave me as a gift. You're going to give it back to me 7 times. I'm not mad at how the person, I pray for him because actually no one wanted. I know the devil still kill and destroy. I would say this. When we understand we are children of God, we can give confident. Whatever life may bring. I come to this nation. Think about it. I didn't speak English 15 years ago. Think about it. My life is evident of God in me. Yes. The testimony, living testimony. Young man, I want to say to you, keep seeing God. You will never regret it. I guarantee you. 20 years later, you come thanking me. Trust me. Amen. The Lord wants to bless us more than we want to be blessed. That's what I understand. But we have to follow his direction. We can't compromise the world. We can't like go with the people that are not following God. Expect the blessing of God fall on us. That is not the way it works. We have to determine. The devil play ground trying to lose our focus on him. We need to stay in relationship. We need to stay in fellowship with him. So the grace of God in pastor can increase. The grace of God in businessman can increase. The grace of God in father can increase. In mother can increase. Because grace is no limit. The Lord wants to experience the grace of God every area of our life. He can make all grace abound toward us, that we always have an all sufficiency in all things, so we can abound in every good work that the children of God should be doing. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. And on you can go. We can grow in this grace. The grace we can grow never end. Right? 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. We can grow in this grace. Or we can strong in the grace of God. When we can access in this grace. Romans chapter 1, chapter 5, verse 1 and 2. Because it's all for us. It's all the Father has is the Son likewise. So we've been given. So it's our part, how much we want it, how much we want to walk with Him, how much we want to walk in Spirit. Because we are not like Pharisees. They don't understand because it's true, because they don't have Spirit. Now we are filled with Holy Spirit. When we pray in Spirit, that's how the Lord revealed to us. Because the thing of Spirit, no one understands. The natural man does not understand. The thing of Spirit is foolishness unto our mind. Sometimes the Lord speaks to me, my mind trying to stop me. I said, no, you shut up. I have to tell my mind, you shut up. Because get unbelief, reasoning going to come in, that's going to take place, it may take root, and you have no right. Get away from me. I want to believe what the Lord says to me. Amen. So when we do that, we ground it, we root it, we start to hear Him more and more. When we share, we know that when we share the Word of God, like as a pastor, the grace of teaching increase. I started seeing recently, as minister people, one lady, she listened to my YouTube. I've been doing YouTube 3 years now. On YouTube online, he said, you said you hear God, and God says so, so on, so forth. Tell me, teach me. I've been in church 10 years, never know how to hear God's voice. I want you to show me. I need to hear it. I want it. And I find out, so she texted me through the Facebook, and I connect with her. I found out her husband just left her. And she was devastated, and I want to hear God. Too bad this time. Thank you for the message. She loved the message. Somehow she got across. And I shared with her, less than 2 months, she can hear God. Think about that. The grace of God, when you share with the gospel, with passion, with loving, with kindness, not condemnation, not to condemn people, not to judge people, you share it with love. I tell you, the Holy Spirit willing to bring to revelation, to bring how, I didn't know, she's in Vietnam, I'm here. The Lord showed me, here you got to do, you got to feel with the Holy Spirit first and speak another tongue, and then she can hear God. That's so simple. The Lord gave me the instruction, so simple. I said, okay, here you're going to do. He said, well, I heard about it. People pray for me. I want to speak in tongue, but people pray for me, but I don't have that prayer language. The Lord showed me, you're going to activate her language right now. I said, okay, we can do that. And I pray in tongue. That's all I know after I pray for her. So the Lord is, we understand this grace so crazy. I call it crazy grace. Because as a pastor, that's how, like, when you walk, I want to share this Sunday. That's how we can, when we understand the grace, increase, multiply in us, crazy. You know, like I do nails, some nails, like, it's not the same. Every nail, I tell you, it's not the same. I've been holding nails more than thousand, not the same. Sometimes I don't know, they said, my nail fall off every time. I said, Lord, help me. I was praying in spirit. I don't know. Because He knows. He created. And the Lord, one old lady come to me, I remember, and she come to me, if you can do my nail last for 2 weeks, last for more than 10 days, I'll follow you wherever you go. I said, all right. I said, Lord, help me. That's all. Sometimes you don't need to say a lot. Just like, bitter, help, come. So I do her nail. 2 weeks later, she come back with a smile on her face. I said, are we okay? She said, my nail's still on. She followed me since then. The most recently, 2 months, I haven't seen her. She came back, her nails still on. I said, thank you, Jesus. The grace increase, multiply every area of life. Right. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Wow. Way to go, Jet. Love it. Love it, love it, love it. Ooh, man. I mean, he's a blessed man, isn't he? Holy Spirit's given me a scripture for you. I'm sure you've read it. It's the 112th Psalm. And study that, because that's going to happen for you big time. Psalm 112. All right. Everybody stand. Come on down. Ina. Yeah. Tell them the first time you went to Vietnam. What?
You mean first mission trip?
Yeah, first mission trip.
Okay. Well, so the Lord spoke to me and said, I want you to go to Vietnam for a mission trip, and I will surprise you. I'm thinking about all ministry. I said, Lord, because summer is the time that I can make money. So doing nails, like, make money, because pedicure, nail, and all stuff. Pretty keen.
I work with ladies a lot. I know a lot about ladies. If guy want to know lady, come to me. I tell a young man, say, you want to get lady, come to me. I know a little bit. I listen. When you listen, oh, you learn a lot, yes. So anyway, the Lord said, I want you to go to Vietnam and mission. I said, yes, you give me money, I go. So that's how I share with pastor, and that's how like the church gave money. So I went there, and I went to my hometown. So ministry, like, just like, I mean, phenomenal. I never seen that. I never shared the word. Like, 1 minute, people got saved. I don't have that. I wish it every day I can do that. But that particular reason, the grace of sharing the gospel for the unsaved people, just, like, really, like, easily, I believe that the God already, he told me, I go before you. I make straight path for you. That's what the Lord spoke to me. And sure, that's what I, after 2 weeks, for sharing gospel in the church in around villages, and I thought my assignment is done. So I left all of my money in my family. So I went back to Saigon and ready to change flight. I want to go home to work. Right, this is my home. Well, that's not what his plan. So when I went to Saigon, about a week later, I called airline, and the airline people said that there's no seat until the day appointed. I said, what? Usually I change easily. So and then I called second time, the third time, the same likewise. And I asked, at the third time, I said, Lord, what are we going on? What are we going to do? I don't have money. My money, I already left, and you know, I share with people at home, family, they need it. Just want to see. When I come back from America, when I go there, they said, I'm like a billionaire. They expect to give them money. Every country, I believe, that's not only Vietnam. So anyway, so I said, Lord, you got to do something. I'm not going to call my friend. I'm not going to tell them I need money, but you got to talk to your people. So in the morning, somebody called me. Are you Jet? I said, yes, sir. I need to know where you're at. I want to deliver money. I said, okay. And when I met him, exactly 20 days, about 20 days, I left. So money that can cover me. And then he's crazy. I know. Our Lord is crazy. That's, you know, when he said, and then he said, I want you to lay back. I've seen you working hard. I want you to lay back and rest, because now is the time I want you to rest. So I just, you know, lay back, rest. And then ministry started open door for me. So I come go from churches to churches, preaching and praying for people. They say, oh, we love this guy. He's from America. But one thing, it's crazy. One time I remember we were riding with the motorbike, small bike, on the side, it rained, it's like shield like this, and did not hit us. The guy scared because we didn't have any protection from the rain. But we got about to minister to people in the hospital. And I said, in Jesus' name, we will not hit rain. The guy, he still remember to this day. Like the rain, like where will we go? This rain is just like this. Wow. I wish, like, during that time I recorded. So you can see it. Anyway, before I left, so the Lord spoke to me, the girl in the church that the gift he has given me. And he spoke to my wife, I'm going to be her husband. That kind of major to me, like, I don't expect that. And my wife still tell me this day, like, a lot of girls in the church like you, but you don't recognize, you don't think about it. I said, my purpose, mission. Not girl. I told her, beautiful girl in America, I'll tell you that. So anyway, the Lord, you know, so gracious, and what a blessing. You know, mission, ministry, and then having the person that God intended me to have. And now we've been married almost 7 years. I tell you this, never regret. You listen to God, you never regret that something. Of course, I have to work out my part, you know. Well, I have to submit to the Lord. Because one thing the Lord told me, if you walk with me, because your marriage starts with me, you have to walk with me, and then you can end up strong in marriage. He said, you put me first. You put me in center of your marriage. You started by faith, you're going to walk by faith, and then you're going to finish strong by faith. That's the only place to make your marriage work. Every time, like the first year, very tough, because I didn't date her in Vietnam. I was school. I was in Bible college. But we trust the Lord working on our behalf, and we praise God. Now we have a 3.5-year-old daughter. This Sunday, I hope I can bring, if there's no obligation, I will bring them here. Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Awesome testimony. Y'all come on down, and we're going to bless the food, and Pastor Tim is going to speak blessing over us.